Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of veterans for the veterans, on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton. Hollywood is out sick tonight, so we're going to float this thing along with some great guests and some people doing some fine things for all of our veterans. But we'd like to welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. We have an outstanding show for you tonight. But first, we want to thank some of our sponsors that make this show possible. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park with their great sales manager in here with us tonight, and you'll hear from her in a little while. Viva Medicare of Alabama, Charlie Wilson, will be on board here with us in just a little while. The law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing and Serenity's Funeral Homes and Gardens. And I tell you, it's really a pleasure to have Charlie Wilson on board here with you tonight, and we certainly want to thank all of our other fine sponsors and great listeners, and we couldn't do this without all of our sponsors and listeners. Remember, this show is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So thank you for listening, and we'll get going here. Charlie, you on board, buddy?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Tell us a little bit about Charlie Wilson and Viva Medicare.
All right, buddy, well, I'll do that. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for your sponsorship.
A little bit about my background. Had the privilege of serving in the United States Army for 8 years.
We're not gonna blame you on anything on that.
That's,
you know,
right.
Just every,
somebody's
got to
serve. Be a drug. They didn't have room for me. They wanted me to go. So I went in the Army. They activated me for Panama, the first Gulf War. So I was in, did my time, and proud of that for sure. So I love working with our veterans. I love your show and all the things y'all do for our veterans. So a little bit about Viva Medicare. So we are owned by UAB Health Systems out of Birmingham. Viva covers well over 100,000 lives right here in Alabama. We're an Alabama-born insurance company. We cover you worldwide, but everything we do is right here in Alabama. We've been number one in customer satisfaction 9 years in a row, and people can go to cms.gov and see that information. And a lot of people ask me why that is, and some very simple things. You know, when somebody calls, our customers call us, they speak to a real person, so we don't have those phone trees that everybody loves.
Right, right.
Push one for this and two for that. So
no,
they
can't handle
person.
That.
That's right. You know, and we're more of a concierge-type insurance company. We have walk-in clinics all over Alabama where people can come in, sit down with us, drink a cup of coffee, ask questions. We have all kinds of events all year long. Every month we have something. And then all our customers have our personal cell phone number. So when they have questions about Medicare or a bill or is this covered or is that doctor in network, they call us directly, the agents throughout Alabama. And that's a different kind of company.
So you guys are on duty 24/7.
Brother, I promise you I am on duty 24-7. Weekends, holidays, I just hung up with one of them 2 minutes before I called you. So I love my customers, and I love being able to help them. It sets their mind at ease. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things this time of year with our annual election period is, you know, people get confused. I talk to them every day. They're like, I'm overwhelmed. So it's really good to have somebody that does this all the time that you know on a personal level that you can call and ask questions to, because Medicare is complicated.
Right. It is. And it's a lot of it is over our heads, and we hear so much about all this stuff on the computer, and also it's in researching on there. And then we go and watch what people say to us on the television, and I'm going like, I don't understand, you know?
That's right. That's right. It's a moving target, so it's awesome to have somebody. And I welcome anybody to call me. It doesn't matter if they have Viva or don't have Viva. You know, like I said, we're kind of a different kind of company. So if it's a Medicare question, I can just about answer any of those, plan specific or a little different. But we welcome anybody, especially our veterans, seniors, anybody that needs help. We're there for them.
Well, Charlie, a lot of us people, when they get ready to retire or getting close to retiring, think, well, okay, well, when I get 65, 66, or whatever, they're going to get their Medicare program. And they say, I'm going to have Medicare. I'm going to have my insurance, so I don't need all this other stuff.
Yeah, you know it's true, and people also, you know, talk to sales agents and companies that, you know, and you know this, you turn 65, your mailbox just fills up with stuff. So
daily.
Start talking to so many people, they get tied up and confused and sucked into some things that they don't need to. So it's good to have a local company that you can go talk to about that, because there are different plans out there, and all of them are good, but you need to understand them.
Well, what is a Medicare Advantage plan, and why would someone even enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan?
Well, you know, that's a good question. So Medicare is a federally funded health program. Most people know that. So there's several parts to it. There's Part A, hospitalization. Part B is your doctor, and Part D is drug. So an Advantage plan combines all of those. We're actually Plan C. So we combine A, B, and D, and it gives better protection than just a regular Medicare. So the federal government pays 80% of your health care costs. An individual is left with 20%. So an Advantage plan pays that 20% minus just some co-pays. And the biggest thing is there's a maximum out of pocket on those plans. So if somebody got in a car wreck in today's time on traditional Medicare, was in the hospital 4 days, had one surgery, that's $100,000 all day. So the federal government pays 80 grand. That person's on the hook for 20 grand. With an Advantage plan, you're going to pay those 4 days stay in the hospital, whatever that may be, $250, $295. You'd pay those 4 days, and that's it. We pay the rest of that 20%.
Okay.
So it's a lot better protection.
That's neat. Well, what kind of plans do you have just for veterans, let's say?
Well, you know, we have several plans, and especially veterans that use the VA, get all their medications from VA. We have something called a select plan for them. The biggest thing in all our plans this year, and for the veterans too, is we have a $0 primary care physician on every plan, so it doesn't cost you anything to go to your primary care physician. But for veterans especially, we have dental in all our plans, eyewear in all our plans. We have an over-the-counter magazine where they can order vitamins, blood pressure cuffs, whatever they need. So there's a lot of extra things in there that the veterans aren't getting that are just using the VA. So this gives them the ability to go outside the VA if they want a second opinion, or stay with the VA, get their medications from there, and just use the extra things, gym memberships, the dental, the eyewear, those types of things. So we have several plans that work with the VA, but there's one we've developed specifically for the VA called the Select Plan.
That's awesome.
For our veterans, rather, not the VA.
Well, now, I've got a special request for you. I know that you said that if people had your plan, if they'd call you on a cell phone, you'd be glad to talk to them. What if we've got some listeners out there that are interested in talking to you about your plan? How can they get in touch with you, and what's your address locally and where your cafe's at?
Yeah, so they can call the cafe, and that phone number is 380-2222, 380-2222, and we're at 3071 Dolphin Street. We're right behind the Crystals drive-thru, right across from McConnell Cadillac. in the GMC dealership right there. So we're centrally located right off the interstate. People can stop in and see us. They can call and ask for Charlie, and I'll call them back. I call everybody that day. This time of year, it could be 8 or 9 o'clock at night from you hear from me, but I will call you back the same day you call me.
All right. Website?
So it's VivaMedicareMember.com.
All right. Charlie, we appreciate you being on with us tonight, and we certainly appreciate Viva Medicare working with the Scuttlebutt Network here on 106.5 to keep being able to get the word out to all of our fine veterans, because we certainly do appreciate them. God bless you, brother, and appreciate your service.
God bless you, buddy. Thank you, too.
All right.
Y'all have a great night.
And as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, the fine people from the USS Alabama.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. And you can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Check us out on Facebook, and you can also follow Cal on Twitter at Cal_SBN. It is an extreme privilege to have with us today on this portion of our show one of our fine sponsors. The lady is the sales manager, Miss Rhonda Davis, from the USS Alabama, and she brought some old raggedy jarhead in here with him, some retired gunny sergeant, I believe it was where we go with that gunny.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Robbie Reed from P.L. Wilson Detachment, Marine Corps League, as well as, I think, the president of the Leatherneck Motorcycle Group.
That is correct.
All right.
Good evening.
You got it. You know what you want to say. Rock and roll, girl.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. You know, it's always a pleasure for us to be here with you at Scuttlebutt. And we want to thank all the veterans out there for all they do and for their service to our nation. Tonight I have with us Robbie Reed, who is the chair of our Toys for Tots motorcycle ride. And Robbie, tell us a little bit about the ride this year.
Well, the ride this year is going to be next Saturday, not this Saturday coming up, but next Saturday, November 3rd. It's going to start at the Battleship, and it's going to end at Hurricanes. And registration time is going to start at 9 o'clock, and kickoff for the ride is going to be at 11 o'clock. So you do not have to have a motorcycle to attend this event. You can show up. You can drop off toys in your car at the Battleship. If you don't want to come to the Battleship and you live closer out towards West Mobile, you can always come to Hurricanes and drop off toys. We will have representatives from the Marine Corps League there present at the event, both at the Battleship and at Hurricanes, with their big box truck collecting toys for the kids. And that's one thing I want to stress with this ride. It's definitely about the toys. We're trying to keep the registration cost low. Typically, you know, poker runs and any kind of motorcycle ride that you go to, benefit stuff, you're going to pay $25-$30 per rider. So, you know, you may be $50-$60 in the hole just to get in the ride. With this ride, it's $10 to register for the ride, and then you also need to bring a new unwrapped toy. And once again, the priority is the toys. We did already have some pre-registered riders at our last bike night at Hurricanes, approximately 30 people registered. So we already got a good little start, and we're expecting anywhere between 250 to 300 motorcycles to show up. And once again, that $10 will get you a commemorative Toys for Tots challenge coin. So not like the typical t-shirt you get, which I've got 100 of them that you know you put in a drawer somewhere and they stay there for, you know, 2-3 years. This is a keepsake that, you know, is, and Tom knows well as anybody, challenge coins, that's something near and dear to Marines' hearts.
Oh, yes.
And that's something you can keep as a memento and a keepsake piece for years to come to show that you attended that ride. And Tom just whipped his out.
I got mine on the table. Yes.
But we want to encourage everyone to come out to this ride. Like I said, Rhonda at the battleship, they've been awesome. Gunnery Sergeant Hardy, who's the overall representative for the entire Toys for Tots organization here in the Mobile Baldwin County area. Hurricanes, Grill and Wings, which has been great to us as our Leathernecks Motorcycle Club, helping out with the William F. Green Veterans Home. As a matter of fact, just want to drop this in, November, we're going to be out there Veterans Day, that Saturday, November 11th, or actually a Sunday, November 11th, we'll be at the William F. Green Veterans Home, and we will be donating all the proceeds that we've earned from this year through donations and also with the 10% that Hurricanes has donated. So we'll be giving that to the veterans out at the Green Home for their rec fund.
Robbie, how is that money applied at the Green Home? Do you have any background or knowledge on that? We don't give it actually to the veterans, isn't it, for to be able to buy things that veterans need that they may not have access to?
Exactly. What we do and what Hurricanes does, Hurricanes cuts their checks separately, and that 10%, they write that check out straight to the Green Home, and then the Leathernecks, we take our percent of that proceeds, and same thing, cut a check straight to the Green Home, and they put it towards their hospitality and recreation fund, so which socks and blankets.
It actually returns back to the veterans, but it's not given in a lump sum to a veteran or a group of veterans or a committee and the veterans there. It's actually controlled by the administration staff at the Green Home.
That is correct. That is correct. The director at the Green Home, they use those funds as they see fit for, you know, to replace TVs and, like I said, socks and blankets and any kind of hygiene items that, you know, a veteran might need. But it is, yes, sir, it is totally controlled by the administration there.
And, you know, like I know, it's unbelievable how many items and how many things are not covered when you go into a veteran's home like that. That is not, it's not only their sense of need, but yet you know that a veteran needs it. He might have to have some kind of special little leg brace or some kind of special socks or something that that they're having to use.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, this is for needs that are not normally provided, but yet the veteran needs it.
Yes, sir. That's exactly it.
Okay. All right, anything else that we need to cover in that regard there?
That's it. Just get everybody out.
You've got all these 200 bikes, man. Come on.
If you're listening, and, like, once again, you do not have to ride a motorcycle, we're encouraging everyone to come out. Whether you ride a motorcycle or not, come out, drop a toy off either at Hurricanes or at the USS Alabama, anywhere between 9 and 11, and we'd be more than happy. And once
you
again,
just want to be part of what they're doing, and you certainly agree with what they're doing and how they're raising money and all, and they're doing it with a good gesture, as well as they're having a great time doing it as motorcycle riders. And most all of them are vets. Sir, you got something, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's for him?
Yeah.
How much time we got before we close?
Five.
All right. Well, I just thought we had plenty of time here, because I know I want to get Rodney cranked up over here again. But we had to get a little high going here for the motorcycle rider.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, lady.
Well, you know, we always have a lot going on at the battleship, this time of the year most particularly. But we do have a very solemn event to share with the listeners tonight.
Yes, we do.
As everyone knows, Colonel Glenn Frazier passed away about a month ago. And on Friday, Battleship Memorial Park will be the host site for his memorial service before he is interned at the Veterans Cemetery.
Awesome.
In Baldwin County.
Awesome.
His funeral service will begin at 10 o'clock in the Medal of Honor Aircraft Pavilion. We're expecting about 500 in attendance, and we'd like to invite everyone who knew Colonel Frazier to please come and show their respects. It's going to be a wonderful celebration of his life and his contributions to our community as a veteran and as a patriot. And so many of our visitors at the park had an opportunity to meet Colonel Fraser as he would come in and do book signings for his book at Hell's Gate. And even this summer, he was, you know, at the park signing books. And he is dear to the park, and we will miss him. And it is just really a great loss for our community.
It is, to this area. I know he was an associate member of P.O. Wilson's attachment there. And he's probably associate members of most every veteran service organization here on the Gulf Coast. And it was so neat to, number one, to read his book, but then to meet him in person and hear him talking about the things that happened and the things that occurred to him while he was prisoner of war. And, you know, being he was on the Bataan death march. I mean, golly.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Well, and, you know, we are at that point in history where we're losing so many of our World War II veterans. There's so few left, and their stories are such national treasures.
They are.
And, you know, Colonel Fraser is one of those gallant men that we are sad to see his passing, but we celebrate his life and his victory and what he had to share with our community.
What a big old hoorah for that gentleman. I tell you what, the fact that he was in one of the special guest in the war, the picture that was made had a lot of our guys here, and he and a lot of the other guys from the Mobile area was involved in it, and it was just unbelievable, you know. And then he talked about, and hey, how he got in service had to do with a motorcycle. He got mad with his girlfriend. His girlfriend broke up with him, and he takes his motorcycle and runs it up inside of a bar up the front steps, busts through the door, goes inside of this bar and does about 44 wheelies in there, and then goes out the front door. And I think the judge told him, said, "Son, I think you need to go in service."
He said,
"Yes, yes, sir, I do."
You got a choice.
Either you're going to jail.
That's it.
I love
that. Awesome story.
Well, everyone, 10 o'clock Friday.
Okay. That's awesome. 10 o'clock, and that's anything else? We're going to have 15.
Well, you know, we will be talking about a whole list of veterans events coming up soon. But one thing I do want to mention, there's a national movement called Bells of Peace that will be the commemorative celebration for the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day.
Awesome.
And Battleship Memorial Park is leading the invitation for bell ringing.
All right.
At 11 o'clock on November the 11th.
November the 11th.
We'll talk more about that later.
And you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, we will return with the gentleman, Mr. Lou Lartigue, and get all of the other veterans things that are going on here.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on this Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 and firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Tom Claxton, and the Cal Walters, the fabulous Hollywood Marine that works with us here, is out having a little sickness problem here or something. I think he just wanted to take some of those APCs, and all you vets know what I'm talking about. But we also want to thank the fine folks that helped make the show possible, the Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Viva Medicare of Alabama, that was just on a while ago. That's an awesome group, and they're doing a fine job for our veterans as well. Patriot Roofing, another fine veterans organization here in the Mobile and Baldwin County area, and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens. And it's a pleasure to have on board here with us the guru of information of what's going on with the vets here on the Gulf Coast, the president of the South Alabama Veterans Council, Mr. Lou Lawteague. Go ahead, Colonel. Are we there?
Yeah, there.
There we go.
I hope we can pump it up a little bit.
All right. Get it on, Colonel. You know you can do it. Give us a little pep talk.
Well, I tell you, I wanted to call in and just give everybody kind of an overview of what's getting ready to happen over the next couple of weeks with the veterans events leading up to Veterans Day. And there is a lot going on.
It is.
And we start off on Sunday, the 4th of November, with our Flags of Glory celebration out at Mobile Memorial Gardens. We do that every year. We've been doing it for the past 9 years. And we have flags that people can sponsor flags and put their veterans' name on an ID card that's attached to a flag. And we put up 250 flags around the circle there at Mobile Memorial Gardens. And the proceeds from that, and by the way, we've raised almost $30,000 over the past 9 years for veterans' causes in Mobile.
Awesome.
And this year, hopefully, we're going to get give $1,500 to $2,000 to the DAV to help buy them another van to take veterans to the hospital.
Right, right.
And we're going to help out with the JROTC STEM program to help our future veterans
I think that's a big thing, too, Lou, that STEM program.
Yeah, it is. And Colonel Frank Barrow there at the Mobile County JROTC program does an outstanding job, and we wanted to support him and all of his leadership team in making that thing happen. So
right.
It's going to be a great celebration. It's going to happen on the 4th of November, that Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock out at Memorial Gardens, and we invite everybody to come out. It's a great program, a lot of good stuff. But and then I guess starting into that Veterans Week, we also have Fairhope is going to run their Veterans Day Parade on the Saturday, the 10th of November.
Right.
And then
which we're not doing.
Well, yeah, we're moving on to the 12th.
Right.
And
there wasn't room for us on Saturday.
I tell you, there's a lot going on there, and but Sunday, the 11th of November, we have another big program that the South Alabama Veterans Council, along with the DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, and the City of Mobile, is putting on a ceremony to honor the end of World War One at Memorial Park down on Government Street by the cannon there at Houston.
Right, it's back behind the cannon, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's going to be a great program. It's going to be at 11-11-11, 11th day, 11th hour, 11th month.
Ooh.
And just like Rhonda was talking about, the Bells of Peace, we're going to start it off at 11 o'clock with the ringing of the bells.
Good
and that's
gracious.
Going to happen all over the United States.
Right, right.
And rang them 21 times to start it off. And we got the mayor coming out to lay a wreath, and we have just a lot going on. We have Dr. Susan McCarty from University of South Alabama is going to be there. She's a professor of French and co-director of the study of war and memorials from South Alabama, and she's going to be reading the poem Flanders Field, and St. Luke's Choir is going to be singing that song. And and so it's going to be a great ceremony, and it'll be, I think, a great thing to see. A lot of pomp.
It'd be unbelievable. Yes.
And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Then, of course, the 12th. A lot of stuff's happening on the 12th. You know, the city starts off. The City of Sims has their Veterans Day event. Mobile, of course, the Chamber of Commerce Military Affairs Committee has their parade starting at 10 o'clock, and was followed by a 12 o'clock luncheon down at Fort Whiting. And, of course, it goes on at 2:45 over at the battleship. They're going to have some skydiving demonstrations going on right prior to the 3 o'clock celebration and parade of flags with all the young folks. And
is both of those events going to be at the battleship?
At the battleship, yes.
2:45 and the 3 o'clock celebration and parade of flags?
Yes, it will be. And it's normally all the fourth graders from the school system come in, and we have the young ladies from the will be speaking there. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock, we have the Veterans Day concert out at the battleship. And
right.
I'm sure Rhonda will be back and talk more about specifics on that. But all in all, it's going to be a great week, a lot going on, and our veterans have a lot to be proud of.
Well, you know, we kind of skipped over one there. That's on Sunday, 11 November, at the battleship. It's got the 12K run.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're exactly right. They got a 12K run out there. And
now, they could go to what? www.battleship12.com and get all the information on that.
Exactly. And they'll give the whole schedule there for everything that's happening out at the battleship. Of course, starting off with, you know, you can go there and find out the particulars of Glenn Frazier's, Colonel Frazier's thing this Friday and right on up to. And what a great guy he was. He was the first president of the South Alabama Veterans Council.
Okay. Now, let's go back before we get out of here. We're going to have probably a minute and a half or so after the tirade is on here, Blue, if you will stick around or either call back during the tirade. I'd like to maybe use that period of time to recap some of these things, because they're extremely important it's all veteran-related. But what I'd like for you to do now is each one of these events that you just talked about has a website, and I think it'd be interesting to the people to do it. So the ones that you out there may be listening and you were interested in the World War One ceremony or the 12K run at the battleship or the Flags of Glory.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to give you a website on these things, and so that you could go look it up further, see what's going on.
Okay, buddy.
All right,
look forward
to
it.
You got
I'll be back with you.
No, just don't run off.
All right, I'm with you.
Give me those web pages now.
For the Flags of Glory, it's www.flagsofglory.org.
Right.
And you could go in and sponsor a flag there, or you can go out to 6100 Three Notch Road to Mobile Memorial Gardens and fill out the paperwork and everything. So it's really a good deal. And the same thing with you can go to savc.org and look up about the Sunday event and find out what's going to exactly happen in the program of events for that.
Right. And then that was www.battleship12.com. It's got that 12K run on it if you're interested in that. And then you've got two, three more.
Yeah, exactly. We got, you can go in on alabama.travel/upcoming-events-veterans-day-celebration, and you can find out all of the events that are taking place.
Awesome. That's one they really need.
Yeah. So there's just a lot going on, and as we get closer, you know, we'll have more information about that, hopefully coming out in the local media.
Well, we certainly hope that they follow through. It'll have to be radio or local TV because we don't have a paper anymore. So,
yeah, I know.
You know, isn't that weird?
The fish wrapper.
Yeah, we don't have fish wrappers anymore. You know, or nothing to sit on. You know, or nothing to put on your head when it starts raining.
I know.
Man, I'll tell you. All right, Lou, well, stand by with us, and we'll have the tirade here in a little bit, and we'll come back and just highlight some of these things that you want to highlight.
Okay.
But we'd like to.
I will give you a recap and run down all of this right quick and give a recap of where you can find more information.
Right, that's what we'll do. And I think we got about a half a minute to go here, but I know that all of the information that we have here on the Scuttlebutt is on our local numbers here. Let me see if I can give them here. Our numbers, phone numbers, you don't need those tonight, but you could check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on our website, scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And also you can follow Cal on Twitter at Cal_SBN. If you have any, if you do that, I don't Twitter, I don't Twick, I don't Twitter, you know, I don't even wiggle. What the hell? You know? I have trouble just opening this computer up, man. What you talking about?
I know. We're lucky we can get that done.
But when do you have time to do all of this, huh?
I tell you what, it's a labor of love.
Undoubtedly. You had to retire so you could take care of all the other work.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Lou. President of the South Alabama Veterans Council, Mr. Lou Lartigue, Colonel Lou Lartigue, U.S. Army. And we'll be back in just a minute. Thank you.
Harvey used to say, is the rest of the story and a follow-up to my tirade on how the gun is civilization. But before I jump into that, let me give you a little background on the history of gun control. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. And from 1929 to 1953, about 20 million Soviet descendants, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, a total of 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Communist China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Maya Indians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Are you sensing a pattern here yet? Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Cambodia established gun control in 1956. From 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. The number of defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because, guys, listen to this, because of gun control, 56 million. Yes, 56 million. Just take a moment for that number to sink in. You wouldn't see this data on the U.S. Evening News or hear politicians disseminating this information. Compare that number to the estimates of the total killed in all the wars of the 20th century at only 35 million. And the gun control debate takes on an entirely different light. The next time someone talks in favor of gun control, please remind them of this history lesson. Take note, my fellow Americans, before it's too late. Guns in the hands of honest citizens saves lives and property. Yes, gun control laws adversely affect only the law-abiding citizens. With guns, we are citizens. Without them, we are subjects. You got that? Subjects. I will remind you again that during World War II, the Japanese decided not to invade America because they knew most Americans were armed. Just a quick look at the other side of the coin. Switzerland issues every household a gun. Switzerland's government trains every adult that they issue a rifle. Switzerland has the lowest gun-related crime rate of any civilized country in the world. It's a no-brainer. Yet somehow President Obama's solution to just about every social ill in the U.S. is to draft more gun control legislation, which only restrict the rights of law-abiding citizens to protect themselves not only from the criminals, but also from the ever-encroaching federal government. Considering that we are now in a war of civilizations with the Islamic State and to its followers, the last thing that we need to do as a nation is to unilaterally disarm our populace. And this is a truism that cuts both ways. Anyone with a modicum of common sense can understand at this critical juncture in our nation's history, disarming our citizens and telegraphing that to our friends and enemies only invites more attacks within our country at a time when our government is already admitting that they cannot keep up with the pace at which Islamic terrorists are infiltrating our country. Combine this with the fact that the politically correct culture of which I spoke in my tirade, Who's to Blame, has made eunuchs out of once proud patriots, and you would potentially have a recipe for disaster and anarchy throughout our nation. As they say, power abhors a vacuum, and I fear that our enemies, both at home and abroad, would do everything in their power to exploit this situation, and that one of the first things to be destroyed would be our liberties, so dearly paid for by the blood and sweat of patriots through the decades. One can only imagine those who might attempt to fill this void. On the one hand, you have fanatical groups such as ISIS stepping in to rule with fundamentalist Sharia-type laws which subjugate women and non-believers. On the other hand, you have the ultra-nationalistic groups that will cling to a hardcore ideology largely built around hate and fear. However, both will promise peace and security for those who wish to conform. Remember, Hitler had the trains running on time. But of course, the payment for this is a sacrifice of one's individual freedom of thought, expression, and the liberty to enjoy it. As someone once put it, I would rather die free in fighting than live safely on my knees. And so, listeners, veterans, patriots, Americans, there's your choice. Freedom to live as you want with the individual responsibility and accountability that comes with it, or subjugation to an unyielding ideology at the end of a gun or knife. One is yours if you can keep it. The other will be yours if you cannot. And as for me, I choose liberty. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com along with Cal Waters. I am Tom Claxton, a couple of old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and with the fighting spirit to keep it. The thing that we need to consider about that tirade that was in there, the only thing we need to do is realize that that was cut during the time of our presidency by Obama. The fact remains we don't need to give up our weapons. Are there some people that don't deserve to have them? Right. But then that's up to the government to take care of that and get rid of those, you know, those weapons away from those people or keep them away from them. But you're never going to keep the weapons away from a crook. So I don't want to be caught without mine if the crook has one or two. Thank you. That's the way we feel about it. Lou?
Yes.
Lord Teague. How about let's recap and all the things that's going on this coming week
good,
or so.
A good tirade there, Tom. And not only that, I want to say something about Serenity. We had a homeless Vietnam veteran pass not long ago, and those people out at Serenity took real great care of us to make sure he got a proper place for burial.
Right.
So a great, great thing. Hey, just to recap briefly, what's coming up for Veterans Day, 4th Sunday, 4 November, Flags of Glory out at Memorial Gardens at 2 o'clock. If you want to sponsor a flag, go to www.flagsofglory.org. All the proceeds go to buy a new DA van and to help fund the JROTC STEM program. The 11th, which is 11-11-11, Old Armistice Day.
Right.
We're going to have a ceremony down at
Government Street at the Memorial Park at 1850 Government Street, sponsored by SAVC and the Daughters of American Revolution and City of Mobile.
City
the
Mobile,
mayor will be
right.
there. A lot of stuff going on. It'll be great.
All right. We got to get out of here.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Lou.
All
you
right.
always do a great job.
How you doing?
All right. And that brings us to the close of tonight's edition of Scuttlebutt Radio Program. We hope that you enjoyed it, and we're out of here. Hurrah!
You may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 101.